Women from the Dungannon area have been taking part in a creative wellbeing course. Now, the first round ran from September to Christmas there, and it's led by Charmaine McMeekin, who's originally from Omagh. Charmaine now lives in Belfast. Now, there's still a few places left for January, and we have Charmaine on the phone to tell us a bit about creative wellbeing. Charmaine, good morning to you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Tell us a bit about this creative wellbeing and what it is.
Basically, it's using all forms of creativity, so from dance and movement to creative writing to a little bit of drama, just to have fun, to relax, just to learn to let go, and a space for the woman just to, I suppose, to express themselves, but through using creativity as a tool to do that.
And it's really something for all ages. It can boost confidence and enhance personal well-being.
Absolutely, yeah. That's sort of the reason why I sort of call it creative well-being, because there's lots of stuff about your well-being and mindfulness and looking after yourself. And I think that we spend, you know, a lot of money buying clothes and taking care of ourselves in that way, but sometimes we forget about our mental well-being. So this is just another wee way of sort of looking at that and taking time out of your day to look at yourself and to look at you and to look particularly at your confidence, actually. And I know in the last round, from September to Christmas, some of the women, it was just brilliant actually to see them grow and develop, because at the start, you know, they were nervous and apprehensive, because it is like it is hard to describe what it is, you know,
yeah.
And people are afraid, but they really, really did embrace it, and they were really wonderful. And by the end, they had created these gorgeous monologues, and the monologues are based on who they are and what they're about. And it was really very, very touching and very beautiful, actually, some of the stuff that they wrote about. And then we sort of turned it into like a little movement piece as well. And it was lovely, and their confidence just shone, you know. And I was sort of saying to them that stuff that we do in the classes is a bit mad, and it might seem, oh my God, what's going on? But if you can do that in that space, then you can make that phone call, or you can say hello to that person in the street, stuff that's just normal everyday things, hopefully won't seem as daunting to you, you know.
So if any women's listen to this and they want to enrol in the new round of the course, how can they go about it, Charmaine?
Well, if they contact First Steps Women's Centre in Dungannon, and if they speak to Amanda, the Creative Wellbeing Coordinator, that would be brilliant. And we start on Monday, and it's from 12:30 to 2:30. And there's a little break with tea and chat and stuff in the middle as well. Always like a good chat.
Exactly. It's a good opportunity to make new friends as well.
Absolutely, totally. And also to embrace and then sort of see what else goes on in the centre, because it's my first time working there. And it really is a wonderful place. It's so homely and friendly, and lots of women about. And it's just lovely just to come in on a Monday morning if it's cold and wet, have a cup of tea, a bit of chat. And it's very relaxing, because we do some meditation stuff as well at the beginning.
It's a great start to the week as well. Yeah. Banish those Monday blues.
Absolutely, exactly. We all need to do that. Yes, absolutely.
Well, best of luck with the course, Charmaine. And I'd like to thank you for joining us at Q Radio here.
No bother. Thanks very much, Gillian, for having me. Thank you.